A memorial service in Hamlet, North Carolina, yesterday marked the 10th anniversary of one of the worst industrial disasters in recent history. On September 3, 1991, 25 people were killed in a fire at a North Carolina chicken processing plant. The victims were trapped inside the burning building because the exits were locked. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The cavernous ruins of the Imperial Foods chicken plant still stand along the railroad tracks near downtown Hamlet. High weeds now grow around the smoke-stained red brick walls, an ugly reminder of the day 10 years ago when 25 people were killed in a plant that state investigators later called a death trap. Yesterday, people in this small town gathered in front of the building to pray, light candles, and remember the names of the dead.
Brenda G. Kelly, Janice Lynch, Michael A. Morrison, Rosa M. Peel.
At the time of the fire, Imperial Foods was Hamlet's largest employer. About 200 people worked there, mostly women who held $5-an-hour jobs marinating and frying chicken. Ada Blanchard was among more than 50 employees injured in the fire. Yesterday, she stood in a steady rain outside the decrepit building and said she's still haunted by memories from 10 years ago.
I can never forget. It's not a day that don't go by that I don't think about it, because every morning I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning as if I'm getting ready to go to work. That's what time I always got up every morning to go to work. And it's something that you know you can't help but think about every day, you know.
Friends and relatives of Imperial victims still struggle with the fact that most of the deaths could have been prevented. Investigators concluded the fire started when a poorly repaired hydraulic line broke, spilling flammable liquid on a hot fryer. A fireball erupted and acrid smoke filled the building. Most victims would have been able to escape, but the plant's exit doors were locked, and survivor Canester Williams says employees were trapped.
As soon as we started running, it was like beach balls of fire coming out of the processing room, so we had to turn back to come here. This door was blocked off. We couldn't get out through there. I watched these people bring out my co-workers and lay them down on the ground.
In all, 7 of the 9 doors to the building were locked from the outside because company owners were afraid workers would steal chickens or let in flies. One group of employees managed to kick open a door and escape, but bodies of their co-workers were found huddled around other doors that failed to yield. James Arnold lost his sister in the fire, a 38-year-old mother of 3.
My sister, she sacrificed her life basically working pretty much as a modern-day slave, the way he treated them down here. You know, 10 hours a day with only 3 breaks in a day. I think it was a 10 and 2 15-minute breaks. And unfortunately, she was one of the victims.
Regulators who examined the rubble of the plant found evidence of more than 80 safety law violations. Not only were the exits locked, but the building had no fire alarm, no sprinklers, and no evacuation plan. The problems had gone undetected since the plant opened 11 years earlier, because government safety inspectors had never visited it. In fact, the state labor department was so backlogged that most workplaces in North Carolina had gone decades without inspections. A congressional report found similar problems in other states. Wayne Goodwin, who represents Hamlet in the state legislature, says the government shares the blame for the victim's fate.
The state was complicit in the negligence and, I believe, in the deaths of these workers. We did not have anywhere near the adequate number of inspectors for businesses across the state, and it is the state's job to fine or penalize or shut down any business that does not comply with our workplace safety regulations.
Outrage over the deaths did cause the government to act after the fire. North Carolina tripled the size of its inspection staff and enacted several new safety laws. Imperial Foods was fined $800,000 and left bankrupt, while the company's owner spent 4 years in prison. Congress also held hearings on the tragedy and debated federal workplace safety reforms, but none ever passed. Workers' advocate Tom O'Connor of the North Carolina Occupational Safety and Health Project says the tragedy yielded mixed results.
Here in North Carolina, I think the legacy is clear in that workplace safety has taken a much higher priority. So it has made a significant difference here in North Carolina. Nationally, unfortunately, I can't see any significant change as a result.
In Hamlet, as part of yesterday's commemoration, local leaders announced that the ruins of the old Imperial plant finally will be demolished this month, thanks to a federal grant. That's cause for celebration here, a step many feel will help the town move on from the tragedy. To mark the occasion, relatives of victims took turns pounding on the building with a sledgehammer. There are no firm plans for what will be built on the property where the Imperial plant now stands. Some locals have talked about using it for an industrial park to attract new jobs, but it's more likely the land will be preserved as a memorial to the people who died doing theirs. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Hamlet, North Carolina.